The Blue Invisible Backdrop. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. The Blue Invisible Backdrop. Oh, yes. We all talk about invisibility. We talk about things that are invisible and how things invisible are difficult to be seen. And yes, we all remember the current actions of Harry Potter and his invisibility cloak. And we think, wow, isn't that a great thing? Well, in the movie-making business, they use a blue background to sort of be nondescript. It is something that just appears not to be there. And they photograph a person in front of a blue background. And then they will photograph a scene, and they will have this scene, maybe a volcano, maybe the news reports, who knows what different scenes they might have, and all the scenes are kind of exciting, and they're in the background. And this person is standing in the foreground, telling about it, explaining it, discussing it. But really, there are two photographs going on at the same time. One motion picture of the exciting adventure, and the other motion picture of the announcer or person who's talking, whether it's a speaker or whether it's a news broadcaster or whomever. And the news broadcaster appears to just be standing right there in front of that great adventure, as though there's a big window behind him, and that window is displaying that adventure that's going on, and he is standing sort of untouched inside of his magic box and talking about whatever is going on in the adventure of the motion picture. Well, we find that most charming, most marvelous, and they do it all the time. And a lot of showmen use a black background, so to speak, and they white figures emerge, the head comes out of the black background and becomes part of their adventurous movie or dance or whatever they're doing. Now, in this current issue of the Popular Science magazine, they're talking about invisibility. And in the Business Week magazine this month is October 2006. They're talking about that scientists have come up with the ability to make things invisible. And they make things invisible by having rays shine upon them, certain sort of electrical rays. And these things do marvelous things. They don't disturb the being or the objects that they are making invisible, but they can do that. And it's a matter of linkage of light and linkage of these electronic rays that do these wonderful things. Well, now, we've reported the story, as everyone knows very well by now, that you can take electricity and you can put enough current into material and you can change base metals into gold, just like the alchemists are told to have changed base metals into gold by their mental attitude or by their alchemy of their chemical attitudes. And scientists have done that. And it's quite normal and quite a factual thing that it is done. However, the amount of electricity that we have to provide to change the base metal to gold is so prohibitive that it is not a beneficial thing to do that. However, scientists are coming up with a lot of other interesting things. They are coming up with the ability to make diamonds more perfect than the diamond that is taken out of the ground. And if they want fire in the diamond, they know how to put that fire into the diamond. If they want that diamond to have a miniature flaw so that it will appear like a real diamond, they can do that too. Because they are in charge of their ersatz, their pretend, their false diamond. They are totally in charge of it. They can manufacture it just like a clone that you manufacture. And you want that, well, just like breeding dogs. Over the years, we breed dogs so that they will have certain beneficial factors about them. They will have a lovely coat of hair, and they will have good sound teeth, and they will have strong eyes and a strong head and a strong body, good bones. And we breed all these things in. And in the process, some other things are left that are not too beneficial. And so as the scientists become aware of that, or the breeders become aware of that, they breed into the animals those features that were weak. And little by little, they strengthen them. Hybrid corn, the activity goes on in the agricultural business too, in many ways. Now you see, we have the ability to completely remake the world, if you will. We have the ability to completely remake our ecology and do all of these things. We have the ability to be invisible. However, the ability that we have to do all of these things can be taken care of through our thoughts, or they can be taken care of through the physical universe in which we live. If we take care of it through the physical universe in which we live, it's a very realistic thing and a very definite thing, and wonderful miracles take place. However, if we take care of it through our thought, we are even more in control. We say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and we do. We say, I am invisible as I walk down the street. Well, now, you walk down the street, and you say, I am invisible. Now, you think, oh boy, no one will see me. I can wear my swimming trunks or go naked or whatever I want to do. No one will see me. And that's true. You can walk everywhere you wish and no one will even see you. One boy went to the Stanford University and he decided to go to class naked. And he went to class naked for over several weeks, in fact. And finally, somebody noticed it, believe it or not, and the dean was brought in. He said, you can't do that. And he says, I don't know if there's anything in the books saying I can't do it. And then the dean said, well, we'll write it in the books, so you can't do it. Well, anyhow, how could that young man be walking around the campus naked, going to class naked, sitting next to people naked, and not even be noticed that he's naked? And he was not noticed that he was naked. That indeed was his invisibility. But perhaps he got a little bit proud of himself for doing this silly thing, or this wonderful thing, whatever you want to call it. And in that pride, he was found to be without clothing. And then his invisibility disappeared. You see, our mind is such a wonderful thing. We can be invisible. We can walk down the street and we can be among many friends as we walk down the street and they don't even notice us. We pretend we want to hide, and the minute we want to hide, we're not invisible anymore. But when we don't want to hide, when we just are so in our thought, in our imagination, in our world, we are invisible to ourselves and to the world. And it is true. These things do happen. And yet, other things, your mother walks down the other side of the street and in a big crowd in the middle of New York City, and all of a sudden say, oh, Mom, how you doing? You see her out of all those hundreds of people, and yet there are other people there that you know quite well too, but you don't see them because they don't have that same rapport with you as your mom. Invisibility is an exciting adventure. The blue invisible backdrop is a very simple and a very wonderful way, and it's not trying to conjure up anything that is strange or unique. It is just merely utilizing physical principles in a very beautiful way. We can use the physical principles in a beautiful way if we wish. We can use the mental principles in a beautiful way if we wish. We can do anything we wish with our mind. And with our mind, magic takes place and wonderful things come out of it. Are you ready for such an adventure in life? It's kind of exciting, isn't it? I'm ready for such an adventure in life. And I think that as I know the blue invisible backdrop exists, and as I hear the wonderful work that scientists are doing with their great electronic devices that bring forth this energy and utilize it. But it's like manufacturing gold with electricity is very expensive. And our using our mind to be invisible is far more beautiful, far more delightful, and far more beneficial. And We can walk down the streets of life and not be seen. We can go through nature and not be seen. We can walk in a rainstorm and not have one raindrop hit our head. We can be out in the cold and feel warm and comfortable, all through the action of our mind. Our mind is a wonderful thing, and the more we respect it, the more we listen to it, the more we train it, the more exciting and the more beautiful it is. So today, take advantage of the genius that you are. I know I am. And my thought for today is, the blue invisible backdrop is just a physical thing. My mental invisible backdrop, if I might call it that, is even more exciting, more fantastic and more beautiful. So join with me in this beautiful blue invisible backdrop. The backdrop of invisibility of my mind, and I can do all things and be all things. And Harry Potter, watch out, I don't even need to have a cloak to be invisible. I just am. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.